Okay, we are up to Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 13, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Yevamos. This chapter begins with several Mishnayos as they pertain to the halachos of Miyun. What Miyun is, as I think we've explained before, but we'll explain it again in slightly more depth, is that let's say a girl who is not yet Bas Mitzvah's age, so she is younger than 12 years old, and basically she is allowed to be married off. According to the Torah, she's allowed to be married off by her father to another man, if he so chooses. Let's say the man, her father, passes away. So is she allowed to be married? So at this point, it seems like, no, she is not allowed to be married off, neither by her own volition or by anyone else's volition. However, the rabbis were concerned that, especially back in the olden days, now this seems slightly beyond in the world that we live in, but certainly back in those days, there was a notion and a relevance to maybe marry a girl off who was very young, because her husband would be able to protect her if she was below a certain age better than potentially either the brother or the mother or any other family member. So the rabbi said that she can be married off, whether it be by her mother who would be marrying her off, or one of her adult brothers who would be marrying her off. They would have such an ability to do so, and again, the thought process would likely be that the husband would be able to protect her in such a situation. So let's say she is married off in this process where she is underage, and her mother or her brother specifically married her off. Again, if her father marries her off, then we assume that it's a regular marriage. But it's specifically if her brother or mother marries her off, then if she says, I don't want to be in this marriage, then until she reaches the age of Bas Mitzvah, she is able to do something called Miyun, where she basically just says, I don't want to be here anymore. She doesn't need a get. The marriage just dissolves. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have several machloksos regarding the issue of Miyun, I think a total of five, and so that's what Mishnah Aleph is all about. So says the Mishnah Aleph as follows: Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Ein Mema'anin, Ein Mema'anin, Ela Arusos. The only girls who are allowed to do Miyun are if you've only done Erisin, meaning so they do Erisin. That's the first stage of marriage. So then they can make Ion. But if they've done this soon already with the man, even if they're a young girl, she does not have the ability. She's not doesn't have the capacity, or rather, she doesn't have permission to do Mian anymore. That no longer works. Why? Well, Beis Shammai seem to have had some sort of a concern that if they would allow Mian to be done after the marriage is totally complete, then this potentially would maybe harm her chances of getting married, and therefore they say you can only do Mian after the Erisin stage. Beis Hillel say no, Arusos v'Nusudos, whether you've done the Erisin stage, the first stage, or you've done Nisuin, the second stage, the full stage of marriage, while you were underage, then you are allowed to do Mian in either of these cases. That was the first disagreement. Can you do Miyun when you have done the full marriage? And the answer according to Beis Shammai is no, and Beis Hillel is yes. Second machlokas, Beis Shammai omrim ba'al. Beis Shammai say that when it comes to doing Miyun, who is she allowed to do Miyun to? Is it just to the Baal? Is it just to the husband? Or can she do it even to the Yavam, in theory, if such a case were to happen, that the husband would die childless? And so what is the status of her ability to do Miyun with the Yavam? So Beis Shammai Omrim Ba'al. Beis Shammai say you could only do Miyun with the Baal, with the husband, Velo Ba'Yavam, but it can be done with the Yavam after the husband has passed away. Beis Hillel Omrim Ba'al Uva'Yavam. But Beis Hillel say no, you could do Miyun with either the husband, or you can do it with the Yavam. And then you would not need a Chalitza, because there would be no Yibam bond. Even though you had fallen to Yibam, you could do Miyun, and that would get you out of the need to do Chalitza or Yibam. That was the second machlokas. Third machlokas, Beis Shammai Omrim Bafanav. What about, where does the Miyun have to take place? Do you have to do it with the husband in the room, or can you do it elsewhere? So Beis Shammai Omrim Bafanav. Beis Shammai say that Miyun has to be done in front of the husband. It can't be done without the husband. Beis Hillel Omrim Bafanav, Vashil Bafanav. Beis Hillel says no, Miyun can be done whether it's in his presence or even not in his presence would be okay. Fourth machlokas, Beis Shammai Omrim Beis Din. Beis Shammai say that Miyun has to be done in the Beis Din. And when we say Beis Din over here, we don't just mean a Beis Din, because we'll see Beis Hillel also baskins. They need a Beis Din, meaning you need three men. But Beis Shammai says you need specifically a Beis Din of Bekiyim. They need to be experts. They need to know what they're doing to be on the Beis Din. Beis Hillel Omrim Beis Din Shalom Beis Din Vashil Beis Din. Beis Hillel says because when you do mian, it could be either in front of a basin or not in front of a basin. But again, basin over here means like an expert. So meaning everyone agrees, even Beis Hillel would agree, you need a basin of three, you know, head yotos, so, you know, three regular men. But Beis Hillel is saying that you are allowed to do it in front of just three regular men. It does not need to be three experts. Whereas Beis Shammai is saying, no, you need dafka three experts to allow it. That was the fourth machlokas. And the fifth machlokas, Amru lehen Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, sister Beis Shammai, mima enes v'hi ketana, a girl can do mian while she's a child, afilu arba v'chamisha pehmim, even four or five times. Meaning, so according to Beis Hillel, if her brother and her mother want to marry her off three, four, five times, whatever it is, okay, that's okay. She's allowed to do that. And she could keep doing mian if she wants. Amru lehen Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, what are you talking about? Ein benos Yisrael hefkir, right? The young Jewish girls, they're not hefkir. They're not like ownerless property. We don't treat them like something that could just be passed around like that. Elam imam enes umam tenes ashe tagdil. Rather, what does Beis Shammai hold? That she can do mian with one husband. And then at that point, if she does mian, then after that, she has to wait until she goes and she does irisin with another man until she becomes an adult, right? And then she is allowed to do a, you know, regular marriage, kiddushin and nesuin on a biblical level. Utema'in v'tinasei. Or if she wants, she can do mian with one husband, and then if she wants to get married again while she's still a child, she can marry, and she could immediately be tinasei. She can immediately go into nesuin, and again, according to Beis Shammai, if she does nesuin, this makes the marriage more permanent, and mian can no longer be done. So according to Beis Shammai, that would be a solution. Whereas, again, if Beis Hillel held like this, then she could only do one, then she would definitely not be able to do anything before she got older again. That is Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis now talks about the situation of let's just see inside. So Ezo Hikatana should Srich Lemain. So who is the specific case? Who is the case of this girl who the rabbis say she could do mian? So how do we define such a girl? The case of mian is when you have this girl who's underage, who is married off by her mother or her brothers who were above bar mitzvah age, with her consent, with her das. He see uha shalaladata, but if they married her off without her consent, in a tzricha lemayin, then she can't. She doesn't need to do mian, because the rabbis say that's not a good marriage. It only has to be with her das. If it's not with her das, it's no good. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos says kol tinoka sheina yecholo leshmar kedushah. Furthermore, another qualification to make it a real case of mian is that the only time a girl can do mian, the only time the girl is old enough to be married off below bas mitzvah age, is if she's a girl who she's so childish that she can't, you know, watch her things, so that she gets for the kiddushin. So she gets a ring, or she gets some money, or she gets a star, or some sort of document. If she can't, you know, watch all the stuff, she could lose it in a second, like a kid does. A kid loses things. So in a tzricha lema'in, so if they do marry her off, she doesn't need to do mian because she's not married, because she's not old enough to be married off, even rabbinically, in such a situation. Okay, right. So that was an additional qualification. And then Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ein maaseh katana klum." That when it comes down to it, the act of a katana, of this young underage girl, it's considered nothing. Meaning her marriage is not really considered a full-fledged marriage, and all of the laws that usually come with marriage don't apply to it. Ella, what is she considered? Like kimefuta, right? She's seen halachically as a mefuta, as a girl who was seduced and is basically living with a man who is outside of marriage. That's Rabbi Eliezer's very, very a different opinion from what we have seen thus far. So she's not really married, but while she is below bas mitzvah, she's just living with this man, again, with the permission of the rabbis, it would seem, but not in the context of actual halachic marriage in the way we are normally used to it. And therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, bas Yisrael kohen lo tocha bashruma. If you have this underage girl, she's married to and she's a bas Yisrael, and they marry her to a kohen, she cannot eat truma, right? A kohen's wife can always eat truma, but she cannot eat truma because because she's not really his the wife yet. And bas kohen li yisrael tochal batruma. And so too, if you have a bas kohen who is married to yisrael, she can continue to eat truma, even though yisrael's wife normally would not be able to eat truma in this case, because again, she's not really considered his wife just yet. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. But for now, we'll stop right here.